Hello, it is April 1st, 2024, and today we have the Ten of Wands. Just looking at this card is almost enough to trigger, as they say these days, the physical symptoms we'd interpret were we wondering about our health. For entertainment purposes only, of course, we're not doctors here, although you may be surprised at how many doctors actually do utilize the cards in psychology. I present to you the overloaded human of the Ten of Wands, he or she of the suit of fire, Leo, Aries, Sagittarius. Head down, our human is struggling to carry a huge load of wood, long staves or logs, which are all starting to sprout green leaves. Deadlines. On some cards, he or she is trudging uphill with this burden, but we see the destination, a big beautiful house, chateau, or sometimes a castle at the top of the hill, the horizon a line of green trees. Light at the end of the tunnel. This human has taken on much more than seems humanly possible, but why? Can he or she not say no if someone else asks them to carry their load as well? This is not a physical suit, the suit of fire, but talks about passion, creativity, and enthusiasm. There are clearly too many irons in the fire. This human, head down, buried in his load, is the workaholic who doesn't or can't look up to enjoy a beautiful blue sky overhead. Putting one foot in front of the other, he may reach the destination, but will no doubt be burned out by the time he gets there, and suffer from stress-related injuries as well. This is having the weight of the world on your shoulders. We have enough on our own plate without taking on others' problems, or even doing their work for them. Someone else may say yes, or commit to a project, or make a commitment. With all the good intentions and enthusiasm in the world, but you may find you're the one actually doing all the work at the end of the day. This card can strongly suggest we learn to delegate if possible. Something that may have seemed to be a good idea at the time may be turning out to be a lot more work than we anticipated, or there may have been details, potential obstacles, logistics, or realities overlooked or not considered. It is said that we are not given more than we can handle, which is something to keep in mind, in which case all we can do is put one foot in front of the other and keep our eyes on the goal, something this person can't even see, his load of wood obscuring his vision. He may have lost sight of the goal altogether. Or we should avoid overcommitting and watch where we're going during the Mercury retrograde that starts today.